Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We got some new music that came out today. You guys want to get to that?
Yeah, sure.
So Maroon 5, Adam Levine is done with The Voice, but he's still making music, and they put out a new song. This one's called Memories.
There's a time that I remember, and I did not know no pain. When I believed in forever, everything would stay the same. Now my heart feels like December, when somebody say your name. Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day, yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright,
only the person
say, yeah. Here's to the ones that we got.
Good. Memories by Maroon 5. Liam Payne, he has a song out with Boogie with the Hoodie. It's called Stack It Up.
If you wanna stack it up, man, you gotta work for it. Aye, 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 aye. Ain't nobody gonna be doing it for you. Aye, 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 aye. I got dreams and I got time, but that ain't enough to get me by. Two up, stack it up, man, I gotta work for it. Yeah, I got money on my mind. Wanna flex hard like DOE, but right now my car need the MOT, and I can't give the guy no TIP, but like him I got dreams and they're B.I.G. Try to be a better guy, but that weren't enough to satisfy. I got dreams for you and I got money on my mind.
What a Liam Payne.
White dude on money. Look at that.
Liam said he hasn't talked to Harry in a very long time.
Really?
And that he used to hate Louis. They used to hate each other.
Really?
I can imagine. Yeah. Louis is probably a little goof off. Liam's very serious.
About
he
the
was
craft.
Considered the father figure of the group, right? Got J-Lo's number.
Yeah, he does. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, he was doing an interview and said that she invited him over to her house and she has a recording studio.
Wow.
And he was playing tracks for her. And he said that it was really cool because then they got to like one track and she got him started dancing around. You know how that was.
Yeah.
And then as he's leaving, she's like, hey, let me give you my number.
And then what happened?
Oh,
he never called her.
Why?
What? Yeah, he said he was too scared. He couldn't handle it.
Oh, man. Hey, I feel you. Okay. What am I talking about?
Like, what are you going to do?
I've been too scared too.
All right.
What are you talking about, man? Bebe Rexha, when she's not in the plane twerking for the pilots, you see that video on her Instagram? She's working on new music. She's got a new song called You Can't Stop the Girl.
You can't stop the girl.
Strong right there.
And Blink-182, here's a track from their new album, 9. It's their 8th studio album. They also have the Greatest Hits album and a live album. So, I don't know what math they're using, but the album's called 9. And this song is called Happy Days. Just makes me happy. The sound of it.
Yeah.
So you got new music from Maroon 5, Liam Payne, Bebe Rexha, Blink-182. Haley Steinfeld also has a new song called Afterlife. If you want to check all those out, we'll post them up at KidNation.com so you can click on them.
Got it.
But now, let's make it a happy day for you, possibly, with $5,000. Yes, it's time for Beat the Bank
ATM.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KEEK-IT.
Callers number 23 and 25, you get the first shot to guess. Hopefully you've been keeping track, because if you got the right pin, you get that $5,000. And we also got Jenna's That's What I Like coming up next.
Hope y'all hungry.
Oh, we hungry, girl.
Yeah.
Apps and snacks. That's our favorite thing to hear from Jenna. We'll do it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank ATM. If you are broke with no money in sight, here's an easy $5,000. If you
explains the game.
That's right, it right there. I don't need to explain any of the rules,
even
Big Al
Mac. If you're broke with no inkling how you're going to get some money, here's an easy $5,000. Get these four numbers in the right order.
Here's the difference between our ATM and real-life ATMs. If the real-life ATM out there accidentally starts spitting money out your way and everything,
you got to give it back.
You got to give it back.
Yeah.
You can't keep it. They'll come after you. This one, if it spits out $5,000 and you don't have that in your account, you go ahead and keep it. We're cool with that.
There's a couple that had $120,000, I believe, deposited errantly in their bank account.
Yeah.
And they said, huh.
That's my money.
Look at that.
It's in my account.
Finders keepers. Slippers sleepers.
Not how it works.
They went and spent it.
Oh, no.
They bought an SUV. They went on vacation. Gave their friends money.
So dumb.
Then about a month later, the bank said, hey, they gave him a call. Hey,
we messed up.
We accidentally put $120,000 in y'all's bank account, and we need it back. I said, whatever. Ghosted the bank, right?
Yeah, ha-ha.
Arrested.
We gave it back to the economy. Man.
That don't work, y'all.
It's like, I didn't ask you to put the $120,000 in there.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
I didn't ask for that. What's up, Fallon?
Good morning. I love you guys. I can't believe I got through.
Yay. Oh, congratulations.
Love you too, babe.
What are you up to this morning?
I'm at work.
Okay, cool. What do you do?
I'm an administrative secretary for the revenue department of a hospital.
Whoa, revenue department. You.
There you go.
Get that money. All right, Fallon, well, we would love for you to score $5,000 here. Hopefully, you've been keeping track of all the guesses, so now it's time to give us yours.
I've been crying. I'm going to go with 3579. I just panicked.
Oh, you panicked. Oh.
Access denied.
Oh, I see what you did there, though, because last time we went backwards on it, and that won Rochelle $5,000.
Yep.
You went for it. Well, Fallon, you have a wonderful day today at work, okay? And have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You guys too. Thank you.
Keep on trying.
All right. I panicked.
I know. Hey, but that was a good guess, actually. What's up, Taylor?
Hi.
Hello. All right. So I think we have 11 pins that have not been used. If you kept track of the ones that have been used, you're getting a good shot at $5,000 here. So you go ahead and hit us with that pin, Taylor.
Okay. So my guess is 3957.
Access denied.
Dang. I know, Taylor.
Darn it.
Dang it. All right, well, you keep on trying,
keep trying,
Taylor.
Baby.
And you have a wonderful weekend, okay? Thank you for listening.
You too. Thank you.
Bye, Taylor. Ooh, that was also a first-time guess.
Good.
So now we are down, I believe, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8?
8?
3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 8.
8. All
right. We're down to 8.
Wow.
Maybe we'll give it away here in an hour because you do have another chance here to call in, Kid Nation. Less than an hour away from round two of Beat the Bank ATM.
ATM.
You could win $5,000. But now let's launch into Jenna's That's What
That's
I Like.
That's What I Like.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we like.
Snacks are a-flowing today.
I have a fire list for y'all this week.
I know you do.
Okay, so there is an artist that goes by the name, and you can correct me because I'm likely going to pronounce it wrong, but that's what happens when you're hot onto something before we know their name. Gashi, G-A-S-H-I. This guy is of Kosovo Albanian origin, now resides in Brooklyn, and he just dropped a self-titled album last night. He's been on the scene for a minute, but when I heard this song I'm about to play for you, it gave me the vibes of that unforgettable French Montana song that I listened to for months and months, because I loved that song, and it's funny because French is actually on this album along with G-Eazy, and this one is by DJ Snake, and it's called Safety.
I need you to come over and save me.
You want to go to Miami and party the club vibe.
I like this kind of dance music that's not too loud, but...
That's bottle service.
No, it's not, Al.
You don't think so?
I mean,
I haven't been in the club for a minute, but I would imagine if I heard that, I'd need a bottle of something and a sparkler.
It's a nice club without a dance floor bottle service.
Yeah, it's a loungy. It's like a loungy.
Yeah, lounge bottle service.
Yeah, lounge bottle service. Yeah.
Okay, and I usually don't do this, but I'm dropping two on you today because I feel like my life has not been the same since Andre 3000 stopped doing music.
Where'd you go?
With Outkast, because you know how much we love him, right? I don't know. I mean, I love Andre 3000, and so...
I stumbled across Andre 3000 yesterday when I was listening to some new music. There's an artist that I love. I don't know if I've talked about him on the show, but his name's James Blake. He's this British artist and not a rapper. So I was surprised when I came across his new album, and he has some collabs with rappers. And Andre 3000 has a verse. They do a song together called What's the Catch, and here's a piece of it.
All my pessimistic keeps me in a cage. All my head is twisted, keeps me spinning around for days. Exorcism, pessimism has arisen. There's no reason, really, treason to myself so silly. So perfect, so why do I look for curtains? Uncertain, but certainly false alarms alerting. A burden and beautiful times are going snake. Won't bite me, but frightens me like I know I'm eight. I know I ain't, I know it ain't. Harmony, harmony, how many days of amazing will it be before it phases? And I say I told you so. So summer be buzzing. Summer will be hovering over nothing. All of a sudden it's falling, it's over though. Come with me, calming me down. Be chamomile, calamine lotion, camel motion. Hopping on the floor, yeah. Tumble, we wanna leave before the apparitions take over the city. We build and discover it. Alchemists make it simple before you know it.
Great, huh?
What's the album?
So James Blake is an artist I love, but James Blake does kind of, you can hear him in the background. He does a different genre of music, but he's fabulous if you've never listened to him before. Totally unexpected to see Andre 3000, but they're both awesome. So how great, yeah.
We get asked, what's your favorite day at work, you know, when you're on the radio? What's your one of your favorite days of all time?
That.
The one day when we were interviewing L.A. Reid and Andre 3000 just walked by on the outside.
I'm sitting here and I see Andre 3000 in a beanie outside the window, and we heard that he lived in town, right? And I have never seen him. I've never run into him, and I've always loved him. And we're like, wait, he's here to come in here?
And he rings the doorbell. Like, he's just like, yeah, I heard L.A. Reid was going to be on your show, so I wanted to come say hi to him. And he came down and hung out
like
with us.
Sitting in between the two of them. I was like, I didn't know what to do. Yeah. Starstruck.
I used to live down there by my old bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looked down all the way. I used to listen to your music before football games, Mr. Andre.
He's an intellectual guy, so
really cool.
He's a great guy. So anyway, so that's a James Blake album, James Blake song, Andre 3000. That one was called What's the Catch? Okay. I have to thank a Kid Nation member for this because I'm still easing y'all into Halloween season with something mildly creepy.
Okay.
A listener sent me a few books that I needed to read, and one is called Will My Cat Eat My Eyeballs?
Now, what is
this about? What could this be about?
Oh, yeah.
This is a great book, and this is a fear of a lot of people. If you die, you've heard that your cat will eat your eyes. So this is a funeral director. Her name's Caitlin Dowdy. She receives dozens of questions about death, and she said the best questions she gets come from kids. They're actually the most practical questions. So she has written this book full of humor, but it really addresses things that happen when we die. And now, it's not necessarily a kid's book by any means, because this is obviously a morbid topic, but all of her questions that she answers in this book come from kids. And she said kids will ask, like, what happens to an astronaut's body if it were pushed out of a space shuttle?
We just talked about that yesterday in the conversation.
Do people poop when they die? I mean, that's a question that kids ask. So she addresses all of these questions in this book.
I've heard you would explode.
Yeah.
You would explode in space, yes.
And yes.
You sometimes do, your organs will push.
Shut down and you poo.
And she has other great books. And so this is a little morbid, but getting in the Halloween spirit and a really funny read that helps you learn.
I need to read it so I know if I was right.
Yeah, but
what I heard.
Do you know if the cats do eat the eyeballs?
I am not spoiling this for you.
It's a spoiler.
This is what I like, and I'm encouraging you
to
broaden your horizons.
No reason to not like cats.
We literally were just talking. My son just asked that about
astronauts. How funny is that?
Yesterday. That's so funny.
Well, it must be a common kid question, right? Okay. Popcorn haters like Big Al's Last Date need not listen to this part of the show, even though I'm about to talk about more than just popcorn. So I love female-run businesses because I'm a female that runs a business, so I immediately like you, if that's you. But this group, it's called Make Your Life Sweeter, they make Lux candy dreams are made of. Now, you can order these online. This is really the only way for you to get these because they do exclusive parties for celebrity clients, and they actually just did a party with Facebook and Forbes and Instagram. That's the kind of stuff they do. This candy that they make is incredible. So in front of you, you all have a variety of things, okay? So they have different brands under Make Your Life Sweeter. So right now, you're eating Hot Poppin'. Mm. Mm-hmm. So this is their gourmet popcorn brand. Juicy, what flavor have you been eating?
Buffalo hot wing with ranch.
How good is that?
Can I try that?
So good. No, Anna, you may not. I'm going to finish
now,
it off.
Now, Anna's eating a Chicago flavor. It's like a cheese and caramel. Mm. And then, Kelly, you are eating sugar. And this is organic cotton candy. It's vegan. And what flavor is yours?
Sea salt caramel.
Is it so good?
It's so good.
She's going in for more, y'all.
So, JC and I have been eating a cotton candy by Sugar called Mango Chili, and it has little chili flakes. It's not as sweet as normal cotton candy, and it's delightful. So, again, these are the perfect gifts when you're like, I don't know what to get someone. I don't know what to get a client.
I love this flavor. What flavor is it?
Mango chili.
Do I want this flavor or do I want to stay with sea salt caramel?
Try the mango chili. It's life-changing.
This is good.
Close your eyes.
Love it. Really good, yeah.
I gotta get this taste out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Buffalo hot wing with ranch is real good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, really great.
Try the black truffle.
All right, shout out.
Black truffle.
I got a cousin named Black Truffle.
Mm, I love truffle.
Oh, it's right there. You can have it. It's pretty good.
Oh, this is so bad.
Try it.
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get my pants zipped.
Well, this is healthier than normal, actually. Yeah.
And they got birthday cake, too, right here.
Yeah, mango chili. Anyway, so just go to MakeYourLifeSweeter.com. Support single mom. I love it. This is a great business. Love you, Yasmin.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So good.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, mango chili caught you?
Mango chili flake.
It's really good.
It's good.
All right, so we got some good music from Jenna today. We got Gashi,
sure.
Andre 3000 on that James Blake album or song. And also that Will My Cat Eat My Eyeballs book looks pretty interesting if you want to check it out.
Everyone thinks I'm so creepy when I do that.
And Make Your Life Sweeter if you want to get some deliciousness in your life.
Right, and then there's a whole variety of products under there.
It'll be all up at KidNation.com if any of those pique your interest. I'm sure all of them.
Really good.
I told you, the mango's so good, Kelly. And coming up next, now that we're feeling all good, let's do some Feel Good Friday.
On a sugar high.
Let's go. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GIGIT.
That chili goes down your throat.
Good vibes only, Kid Nation. We want to hear about your feel-good stories. What are you looking forward to this weekend? Or maybe something awesome happened to you this week. Did you get your first ever 100% on a test?
Hey,
that's pretty cool. That's something you should be feeling good about. And I'll tell you about this bride that had one of the coolest bridesmaids and her bridesmaids. They went on a bachelorette party, and they decided to do some good in the location they went to. I'll tell you about that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that shit make you feel good.
All right, Kid Nation.
And that shit make you feel good.
We want to hear from you at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEKIT.
We call this Feel Good Friday.
Sure do.
We want all the good vibes going into the weekend. We want to smile. We want to feel happy. I'm sure this story will make you feel happy. So a 24-year-old bride from Georgia, her name is Ricky Colley, planned her bachelorette party to the Bahamas months ago. And then Hurricane Dorian hit.
Yeah.
The resort she booked actually was not affected by the storm. Huh. So the trip was still on, but Ricky realized it was also a chance to help hurricane victims. So she and friends got on social media, asked people to donate stuff, everything from canned food to clothing.
Huh?
And then when they flew to the Bahamas last week, they brought along 40 suitcases of stuff. 40. And Delta Airlines noticed that they were checking all these suitcases. They found out why they were doing it, and Delta waived the extra baggage fees.
That's like $50-$75 a bag.
Yeah, and Ricky says the whole thing was her 17-year-old sister's idea, and her bridesmaids immediately got on board with it, and they ended up with way more stuff than they could take, so they're shipping the rest. And people also donated about $1,800 to help out.
That's great.
Were they still drinking their drinks out of those little...
Of course they have the straws out.
The straws for the bachelorette party.
Is it a bachelorette party if you don't have those funny straws in the
Yes. We brought a classy party.
We brought stuff for y'all.
Yeah.
We did not.
If Jenna walks in one day with those for her, that's what I like segment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's next week, Kelly. Yeah. Don't spoil it.
If you don't have that, did you even bachelorette?
Right.
Well, the one I just went to in Mexico for a best girlfriend, we all told her immediately, we said, no, no, no floats, no anatomy, nothing. She was like, but I kind of wanted it. We're like, nope.
She kind of wanted it. She's the bride.
No, she got everything else she wanted. Just no anatomy.
Yeah.
Well, we did a lingerie pinata. That was fun.
That's cool.
We made her put on lingerie and then beat the pinata open, and it was stuffed full of lingerie. That was a kind of classier way to do something sexy.
It would have been more fun if the thing you were using to break the pinata was shaped like...
Just throw her a bone, right?
What's up, Kelly?
Literally.
Kelly Bell, welcome to the show.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Chilling. We want to hear all about your good news you got going on. What's your Feel Good Friday?
Good morning, guys. Well, last night, our Blooming Grove Lions won 41-6.
Woo! Blooming Grove. All right.
Yeah.
Go BG Lions.
Way to go, Blooming Grove.
And how'd your son do?
Oh, he scored 2 touchdowns and the conversion, so I'm super proud.
He's a star.
Proud mom. My son played for the Lions, too. Not your Lions, but we're the Lions, too.
Well, his name's Kelton Bell.
Kelton Bell, congratulations. 2 touchdown man and a conversion.
My man.
Looking good out there. Have a wonderful week, Kelly.
BG.
Rachel, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing awesome. How's school been going for you?
It's been going well. So I went from all on-level classes besides math to pre-AP and gifted and talented classes.
What?
And I'm still managing to keep all A's.
Whoa.
You go.
What grade are you in?
7th.
And you're in 7th grade taking all those pre-AP classes. Congratulations, Rachel. I bet
awesome.
Your parents are so proud of you.
Yes, thank you.
What are you going to get? Are you going to get anything out of it for getting straight A's?
I don't really know.
Yeah.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to own my own bakery.
Aw.
Very cool.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Do you already have a name for it?
Not entirely.
Okay, yeah. You have plenty of time to come up with that right there. Get your business plan.
Location.
Yeah, toss a few ideas around.
Yeah.
Something will stick.
I feel like I need to be a grade agent for kids so that I can get stuff for them. You know?
Uh-huh.
Would you take your 10, 15%? What?
I'll take 10%.
Mm.
Yeah. Rachel.
You get candy?
Yeah.
I'll take 10% of that candy. Thank you very much.
Hmm.
Rachel, good luck the rest of the school year. Keep up those good grades. What's up, Monica?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey. What's going on?
So my Feel Good Friday is actually a Feel Good Every Day.
Okay.
On June the 19th, I went into a doctor, and she put me on the scale, and I weighed 338 pounds, and that hit me literally like a ton of bricks. And I decided that I had to change my life for my kids and my grandkids and for myself. And so I have started watching what I eat. I have really changed my lifestyle. And when I went in to the doctor on September the 2nd, I have lost 43 pounds on nothing but sheer determination.
Monica!
Wow.
Go, girl. You go.
Congratulations.
You.
Congratulations, Monica.
What's your biggest tip for somebody who's hearing you right now? The biggest tip you got?
It is so hard, but just keep going and remember that it's not about the scale. Think about all of your non-scale victories because I am down 4 pant sizes and I can stand up without pain.
Good for you. Wow.
So happy for you, Monica. And you have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Absolutely will. Thank you, guys. You guys are an inspiration and you help so many. And I love that you guys do this and allow us to pass forward our good news so that we can help somebody else that's could be struggling.
That's exactly what you're doing, Monica. There's somebody listening today that's wanting to start their journey, and you just motivated them to start. So,
and there's somebody listening right now eating popcorn.
Yeah.
Abby,
well, that's you,
Al. Day by day, Al. Day
right
by day.
Bye, Monica. Oh, Jenna, you're going to love Angela's. Angela, what's your Feel Good Friday?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
I am on my way to pick up my best friend to go on our annual haunted girls trip.
What?
What is a haunted girls
trip? Tell me everything.
Yes, please, slowly.
Well, we started this 10 years ago, and we pick a town, and we go to it, and we go to stay in a haunted hotel or bed and breakfast, and we go on the historic ghost tours, and we go looking for ghosts.
Did you find one yet?
Where are you going?
This year we're going to Hot Springs. We haven't seen one, but we've heard lots of things.
Have y'all gone to Salem?
Not yet. No, we're in East Texas, so we haven't ventured that far.
Oh, okay.
We went last year.
So you stayed at that haunted hotel in Jefferson, obviously.
We stayed at both of them, yes.
Okay. Both of them, man.
Yeah, I stayed there.
Out.
Yeah. Ooh, scary.
Feel it?
Scary. I felt it. I didn't see anything, but I felt it.
We still need to go sleep at Al's bar, by the way.
No.
This haunted.
Yeah. I don't want to sleep on any
Rogers,
bar.
At Rogers Hotel across the street, dog. It's supposed to be haunted, too.
What's up, Melissa?
I'm on. Ooh, can I shout out to my husband, Gabe Dean, real quick?
No. Nope. You just did?
You just did.
I snuck that in there.
Yeah, you did. Hey,
you did. Sneaky.
I like it.
Oh, and he got a raise yesterday.
Oh, right.
My feel, My Feel Good Friday is that I was 2 points away from getting an A on my pharmacology test, but this girl, Kat, who argued for the 2 extra points, got it for our whole class, and I got an A!
Yay! Yay! And your husband got a raise? Come on.
How much did he get?
$1.
Okay. $1
more an hour.
Hey, a raise is a raise, girl.
Yeah, you take that money and you have a wonderful weekend, Melissa. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank y'all. Love you.
Got that A. Love you too.
Yeah, she did. Hi, Priscilla.
Hey.
Well, we might have to get something from you. What's your feel good?
Well, I started making donuts in March of this year, and I am like a couple weeks away from opening up our own donut shop. We take another floor, and we make, like, if you ever heard of Voodoo Donuts, that's our type of donut shop.
Oh, yeah, we've heard of Voodoo Donuts.
All the funky, like, bacon and maple syrup.
And cookies and chips and, like, all kinds of goodies. So, yeah, we're called Sister Dough, and we are about to open here in Midland, Texas.
Good for you.
Talk about Sister Dough.
Shout out Permian Basin.
It's a pastry themed.
Yeah, right. Rachel that wants to open a bakery in the 7th grade.
Getting good grades with her AP classes. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, y'all.
How are you doing?
Good. How are y'all?
Doing awesome. I hear you have some great news to share with us.
Yes, I got to touch my butt yesterday with my foot because I'm recovering from ACL reconstruction.
And so you're finally able to bend your knee far enough to touch your butt.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Can you text in a picture at 800-543-3548?
We've had no surgery. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, right? I can't
do that. Now I want to see if I can touch my butt with my foot.
No, I can't.
I did it.
Yeah.
But you have to pull.
With your heel, right?
Black. Yeah, the way I do it at physical therapy, I'm on my stomach and I have a rope around my foot and I have to pull it.
Well, that's a good stretch.
Yeah, I got to pull it too.
Sounds like a fun day.
Did you touch it, Kelly?
Yeah, it's a good stretch.
Touch that butt?
Yeah, I touched my butt.
Yeah, you did. Congratulations, Sarah.
Congratulations, Sarah. Call me later.
Oh my gosh, Al.
What is wrong
he's
with
like
this guy?
Every 5 seconds, throwing himself.
And then he gets a date, but then he cuts it off because she doesn't like popcorn.
She doesn't like movie bacon. Popcorn.
And bacon.
That's the bacon thing. That's right, yeah. I agreed with you on the bacon
still
thing.
Still struggling over here.
Oh, because it feels so good to stretch. I worked out yesterday on my legs.
Yeah.
Well, we got a bunch of calls that we didn't get to. Denise, congrats on your son getting that therapeutic bike. Ashley, you have fun in San Diego with the family. Brittany's marrying the guy she met on Bumble thanks to the show.
Wow.
So many good things. Couldn't get to them this week. But, hey, you give us a call next week for Feel Good Friday or even call us up during Good News Tuesday, and we'll love to take your call.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Gucci sweaters. I finally figured out why you guys didn't get my rapper joke. I said Lil Xan, Lil Pump is who sings Gucci
Gang. That's why we didn't get it.
No, that was it.
My apologies for getting my Lils mixed up.
Joke facts were wrong.
I sat down after the break. I was like, duh, JC, you messed up your rapper names.
That is exactly why.
Sorry about that, guys.
Right over my head.
But now you get it, right?
Man, that's funny.
Crazy. Crazy jokes going on today.
Man, you're on fire.
Teresa, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Doing awesome. What are you up to right now?
Just hoping I can win some money.
Yeah. You sound like you got one of those cool headsets in your cubicle.
Actually, I'm not in a cubicle.
In an office?
Yes.
Oh, wow. What do you do?
What do you do? Yeah.
I work for the Department of Transportation.
Oh, that's also known as the DOT.
The DOT?
Yeah.
Not to be confused.
D-O-T-D.
Not to be confused with a DMV.
Right.
Exactly.
Or OPP.
We have nothing to do with that. We build state highways.
There you go.
There you go.
Now, those take a while to build, though, huh?
That it does.
When y'all going to get done?
No doubt. Security.
Good job, security, for you, Teresa. Right. Hey, we want to make sure you go into the weekend smiling here, maybe possibly with $5,000. All you got to do is give us the correct PIN.
Let's do 9537.
Access denied.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
By the way, that was not a repeat.
All right.
Now we're down to 7. Teresa, you're helping someone out. I hope you have a wonderful weekend and good day at job.
Get back to work.
Day
job. Always. Please get back to work.
Good work day, what yes. I'm going to say. All right, 7 left, Big Al.
All right.
Let's see if Eddie's got something. What's up, Eddie?
How's it going?
Going all right, buddy. We're trying to score you $5,000 is what we're doing. Do you think you got the right pin?
I think so. I've been listening all week.
You have been listening all week. All right, hit us with your pin, Eddie.
I'm going to go with 5379.
Access denied.
Ah, okay.
Dang it. Sorry, Ed.
That was a first-timer as well, Eddie. Yeah, you were listening, Eddie, because nobody had guessed that one. So that means we are down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do we have 6 left, Cheddar?
Yeah. And it doesn't start with a 5. We've determined that. That can be your
all hint the
for
five.
Today. Oh, yes. Are we going to mess with
a hint?
There's a clue. Not that you need to know, because if you have been keeping track, you know that there's only a...
But you just helped out all the...
Oh, so you mean so all the combinations that start with 5 have been taken and
all
are wrong?
Uh-huh. Correct.
Okay.
So there are
all right.
6. We're definitely going to give it away next week. Yeah. So I suggest you listen, Kid Nation, because $5,000 is going to be up for grabs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and 2 are remaining for each of the others.
Oh, I see. 2.
So it's not yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That gotcha. Makes sense.
Yeah, 2 that start with a 3, 2 that start with a 7, and 2 that start with a 9.
Yeah.
Boom. Just breaking it down. And
it's so hard to tell people no, too, when we're getting this close. I was just telling Al during the break that my son got his first ever no.
You got a no? Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
No, you're going to
no builds character more than yes.
Yeah. And so, my son, we've been playing, he's playing football this season. It's tackle football. And I'm one of the assistant coaches. So I'm out there coaching. And the other day he said, "Hey, Papa, I want to play quarterback." And I said, "Okay," because we have him in defense right now. He's been playing mostly defense. And I said, "All right, buddy." And he goes, "Can I play?" And I was like, "That is a question you got to ask the head coach." And he didn't ask him that day. And finally, again, he goes, "Papa, I really want to play quarterback." And we've been practicing in the backyard, and we've been doing some drills, quarterback drills, because he says he wants to play it. So I've been teaching him some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, we got the word that our quarterback was not going to play this weekend.
Oh, okay.
So I see Case's little light bulb moment happen.
Opportunity is knocking.
And I'm looking at him because I don't want to push him. I want him to make his own decisions, and I'm watching him. And I see him go up to the coach, and he goes, "Huh." I'm like, "Oh, man.
He's going to do
it. He's doing it."
Yeah.
He walks up to the coach, and he goes, "Hey, coach. Can I play quarterback?" Because he's looking for kids that want to step up. Mm. He looks down at Kaysen. He goes, "Absolutely not."
That is funny.
And that might be because maybe he hasn't shown something in practice that would give him the you know.
That's great,
it's a
though.
Good life lesson because he is going to hear that
a lot.
And so, I've always hated that. Every kid gets a medal business. Yeah. No.
And you know what? You want to see how your kids react when they do something successfully, but you also want to see how they react when they're faced with a no.
Yeah.
And I was scared that Kaysen was just going to slump his shoulders and just walk back and be done.
Yeah.
And he just stood there and he turned around and he walked to me and he goes, "I asked him, Papa." And I was like, "I hurt, man. How do you feel?" And he goes, "I'm okay. I guess I just got to keep working."
Hey, man.
Aw, what a little attitude.
Like, he told me in the car, he's like, "Can we just keep doing drills and keep working?" I was like, "Absolutely, man." So he actually took it very well.
That's good. That sets him up because he will hear
coachable.
No. Yeah, he will hear no throughout school, in the club, from girls. He's going to hear no a lot.
Because I would quit. Not coachable.
Kelly would quit football.
But yes. I want to play quarterback. I can't play quarterback. I quit.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you throw? Nope.
Doesn't matter. Man. I want to be the quarterback.
I want to be the quarterback. I want to be the one in control.
Oh, and speaking of my son. So, my son also, I've been teaching him. I'm a hugger. And so, I've always hugged my son. And I've noticed that after practice, when the kids are saying bye, all the kids have their handshakes and they dap each other. Yeah. And like, "Oh, see you later, bro. All right, cool. Dap, dap, dap." I started realizing my son is the only kid at football practice that afterwards will say goodbye by walking up to each of his teammates and hugging.
I love it. I love that you do this because JC is a woman that's dated men. I can always tell when their parents didn't touch them and show them affection. I love that. You should hug and kiss your kids.
So
yes.
So this morning my wife sends me a text message.
So cute.
And she goes, "Hey, the football coach for the high school, for Hebron High School," and my son, that's the high school, you know.
Yeah.
He's at the school today and Kaysen ran up and hugged him in front of all the kids.
I love it.
Oh, that's great.
It's so good.
And then the coach said, "No."
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.